Beyoncé brings out Destiny Child for Super Bowl. Pop diva Beyoncé thrilled the Super Bowl crowd with a pyrotechnic halftime spectacular that doubled as a much-anticipated Destiny's Child reunion. Fireworks burst into the sky from the Superdome field, just vacated by the game-leading Baltimore Ravens and lagging San Francisco 49ers, as the 31-year-old chart-topper took the stage with Crazy in Love. Blowing a kiss to the live television camera after her opening number, she looked relieved to get the much-hyped 15-minute show underway. But the real treat came when Destiny's Child bandmates, Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams, joined her on stage. They appeared in matching Ruben Singer black leather warrior woman bodysuits and dizzying stilettos, as did an ever-growing all-female army of dancers with musicians cast off on the sidelines. Bootylicious Halo and Single Ladies Put a Ring on It rounded out the greatest hits performance with a sci-fi edge that set it apart from Madonna's hyperactive Super Bowl halftime effort last year. "Thank you for this moment," a beaming Beyoncé told the cheering crowd at the conclusion. "God bless you all." Beyoncé had promised to sing live at the Super Bowl, acknowledging that she had sung over a pre-recorded version of the Star-Spangled Banner at President Barack Obama's second-term inauguration on January 21st. Singing the pre-game national anthem Sunday was Alicia Keys performing solo at a grand piano, after Jennifer Hudson and the Sandy Hook Elementary School Choir from Newtown, Connecticut, sang America the Beautiful. The school was the scene of one of the worst mass murders in U.S. history in December, when a lone young gunman cut down 20 pupils and 6 teachers before taking his own life. He had earlier killed his mother at their home.